this episode of Counting Cars. What's your plans with this beautiful beast?
It's a huge work in progress.
In 30 days, this bus is going to be done and gorgeous, or it's just going to be gone.
Oh.
What are you guys doing?
It's an Italian bike.
Handlebar mustache. And pizza gas tank.
Sure, it may be Italian themed, but that doesn't mean we're building a bike out of pizza.
Dad, get out those people's backyard.
But you can see it better from right here.
Do you see the sign that says beware a dog? It should be beware of a bullet in your ass.
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow.
What would you take for this? I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them, fix them, flip them. Sometimes I keep them.
This is 30G.
I can't help myself. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
What's up, groundskeeper?
What's going on, man?
Trying to fix this piece of crap.
Well,
I say the first part of fixing something is recognizing what it is, so at least you got that part right.
My monstrous hoopty?
What are you doing? Seriously.
Horny Mike's bus, it's like a mobile office slash camper slash big ugly ass bus. I don't know what he's planning on doing with it, but it's been in my parking lot for about a year and a half now. I think it's pretty much worn out its welcome. So, what's your plans with this beautiful beast?
It's a huge work in progress. My big master plan in the end is get it painted, get it looking sweet, start taking it around to motorcycle shows and advertising my little stick-on horns.
You've got a really good start going to it, but I think this start has been started for the better part of a year and a half.
Year-ish, somewhere in there.
There's actually more to this conversation that I kind of want to share with you. As your friend, I'm really here to help.
Grab some sandpaper, let's do this.
Well, you know, then there's the flip side of the coin.
Oh.
As your employer, it's really kind of been an eyesore in the parking lot.
What if I call it an eyesore? I mean, people stop by and take pictures of it.
Well, yeah, but that's kind of like, you know, an accident on the side of the road. You just got to slow down and look. You can't help it. But here's what we are going to do. I'm going to help you out with this. In 30 days, this bus is going to be done and gorgeous. Or it's just going to be gone. You don't have to thank me now.
I don't know if thanking you is what I was feeling inside.
Well, dude, I know it's overwhelming, this kind of help.
You are telling the truth there. It is overwhelming.
You're welcome. The thing is, as crazy as Horny Mike is, he's actually that crazy talented as well. And I got to be honest with you, really kind of dying to see what he's going to do with this thing. I know 30 days is rough, but Mike needs a fire lit under him because this bus, it's been sitting around for way too long.
Thanks for the motivational speech.
You need something else, you just let me know.
You sure can't have like 31 days, 35?
Sure, man. That's no problem. You pick it up at the yard.
Don't tow my bus.
By the way, you know you got a turn signal out here in the front.
Yeah, nice golf cart.
These are some nice houses.
Yeah, this is a really cool old neighborhood that not a lot of people know exists. You never know what you might find back in here.
Are you shopping?
Yeah.
Is this what you and Kevin do when you sneak out of the office and you're supposed to leave for an hour and you'll come back for six?
Oh, look, the old Cadillac there, 59 Caddy. He's got a couple of 59 Caddies.
Oh, dude, we're going to have to stop.
I got to see what these Cadillacs look like. The one is a limo and the other one looks like it's a flower car with a convertible top.
Nobody's answered. Dad, get out those people's backyard.
But you can see it better from right here.
Do you see the sign that says beware a dog? It should be beware of a bullet in your ass. Now get out of there.
This guy back here.
Well, don't scare him.
How you doing, sir? I was just checking out your rides, man. I hope you don't mind. Yeah. Cool, man. I appreciate it. I'm Danny.
Lloyd.
Lloyd, it's really nice to meet you, brother, man.
My brother-in-law.
Does he want to sell any of them?
He'll be home, surely.
Really? This looks like it was a funeral flower car, isn't it?
It's a hearse.
It's a hearse with the roof cut off.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Cool, man. Hope he doesn't mind us walking around looking at his cars.
What's going on?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good.
My name's Danny.
Hi, I'm Ben.
Ben, very nice to meet you. Beautiful stuff, man. I see you're a Cadillac man.
Yeah.
I'm very much a Cadillac man myself.
I've owned since
about 16 years old.
Are you serious?
I was 18 when I bought that van in the back there.
The limo back there? Uh-huh. What an amazing car. The elite 1959 Cadillac limousine was the epitome of the high-style themes that swept the auto industry in the late 1950s. GM fitted their Cadillacs with the biggest and most outrageous tail fins ever placed on a production car, reaching up to 42 inches off the ground. These limousines started at $10,000, and only the wealthiest car lovers could afford them, like First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt. The price tag was so high that GM only built 690 of them in 1959. This is really a beautiful car.
It's been used in a couple of movies, and Muhammad Ali stood on the hood of this in the movie The Greatest, 1976.
Wow. Well, how much did you pay for this car when you bought it?
$500.
Great investment, man. I get the feeling you're going to keep this until the good Lord calls us all home. But what would it take? I'm curious.
Ooh, if I was going to let it go, I would like to get $25,000 out of it.
Yeah, I got you.
That's what I would like.
I got you. What about 12.5, Ben? Would you do 12.5?
Oh, no, that's not enough.
You got any room?
$20,000 would be my bottom line on it.
You could go down to 20.
I could do 20.
I respect that. I appreciate you taking the time. Thank you for showing us your beautiful cars. $20,000 is tempting for a classic Caddy like this, but this thing needs a whole lot of love and a total restoration. After all the work I'd have to put into this car, I'd have to sell this thing for close to $100,000, and those kind of buyers are too few and too far between to make this a smart business decision. Looks like I'm gonna have to let this one get away, at least for now. Absolutely gorgeous.
Oh my God, what is all this here, man?
This ain't that bad.
This is disgusting. I need a tetanus shot.
If you can't say it right, you're not allowed to say it.
Tetanus.
Oh.
So this morning, his countenance, Danny, put the kibosh on my horny bus rejuvenation project. He said I have 30 days to make her socially acceptable, or he's gonna tow it out of the parking lot. There's no way I can get all this done myself. So I recruited the only guy at the shop that I can boss around. Sup, Rolly?
Oh my God, what is all this here, man?
This is all my crap.
Okay. What are we gonna do?
We're gonna clean this out, get it all done.
Well, I need a lot of your favor back to me if I help you.
Why is this gotta be a trade-off? Why can't this just be, you know, give
well,
me some
love? Well, I mean, look
love?
At this. You think this is a little bad?
This ain't that bad.
This is a big bus full of This is disgusting. I need a tetanus shot, by the way, if I touch anything.
If you can't say it right, you're not allowed to say it.
Tetanus. Blood poisoning.
Tetanus.
Whatever.
Did you just get to work? I don't have that long.
So I'm cleaning out Mike's big, ugly, stupid bus. Then what? He's gonna have a clean, big, ugly, stupid bus? I don't understand.
Oh, my old alternator.
What the f-? Wow. Are you cross-dressing sometime?
I would if I had big enough boobs.
Oh, my God.
Hey, stop playing with the bra.
I'm not going to tell nobody.
Check this out, Rolly.
Oh, yeah?
You're going to like this. Look at that. Oh, my God. Listen, it's not that bad, Rolly, you sissy.
Oh, my God, you disgusting,
man. It needs maintenance still.
Oh,
it'll work.
I'm done.
Oh, screw it. I'll do it myself.
There's Ryan. Come on, man. We always have a count waiting on you both.
How you fellas doing?
Sorry, man. I was busy.
What's up?
How you doing?
Yeah, we're working.
We're here for a Creative Juices meeting, man. We got to build a bike, and we're going to build something wicked, man. We're going to build something wicked. So let's step over here. We can all stare at the board and think. Scott just got off the phone commissioning a bike build for the Venetian Hotel and Casino. Now, they're looking for a sweet custom chop that they can display in their casino and then eventually give it away as a perk to one of their VIP members. They gave us total creative freedom, so I'm assembling all my guys, and we're going to put together a plan to build this bike and stay within their $35,000 budget. First off, we're going rigid.
All right, rigid.
Do you know how to spell that?
I think so.
Shannon, one of the few requests that they said was they don't want to go Springer. They want to go like a telescopic style front end. Okay. Telescopic front end.
Before you throw out your ideas, remember that the amount of people that go through a casino?
Yes. I want this thing to be seen from across the room. You know what I'm saying? It's really got to pop, man. It's got to be real shiny. It's got to be real chromey.
Write it down.
Is he writing that down?
I got this.
Write down shiny.
Chromey.
Is that how you spell shiny?
There's no EY?
No.
I don't even know.
He's going to be graded.
So, yeah, this is going to be a giveaway bike. This is going to be on display for a while. Well, let's think about this. Tell me anything about the casino. It's an Italian-themed hotel. So, I mean, I'm trying to think some styling cues or something that might work in a... What do you got going, Mike?
We'll do spaghetti.
Spaghetti and meatballs.
I think I have a frame for it.
Do you?
Yeah.
In the back.
Lots of meatballs.
I like that frame.
Pizza.
And what do you want to do for the engine, man?
Polished 125.
What are you guys doing over here?
Handlebar mustache.
Pizza gas tank.
It's an Italian bike.
Didn't say anything about making this Italian.
Oh.
Sure, it may be Italian themed, but that doesn't mean we're building a bike out of pizza.
I get some mirrors.
Make it a gondolier, you know, one of those things, those boats you know you're standing in. Gondola.
See, I like where he's going with this.
Is that
going
to be for the mirrors?
Do like oars on the fender?
Heck yeah.
I got a great idea. Shannon, later on today, I'm going to come get with you. And let's you and I design this bike. Because you're the only one here making any sense. You guys, thank you very much for your wonderful input. Once you guys get back to work, well, that was a complete waste of time. I mean, individually, these guys are all brilliant artists, but you put them all in the same room together, and it's undescribable. But the one thing I did learn is if I want this bike to be the most beautiful thing it can be for the Venetian, I'm gonna have to pick the design theme myself.
Nobody likes our ideas. Waste of time.
I can never find anything in it. Come on, where the hell is it?
Hey, man, what you doing?
Stop sneaking up on me.
I've been looking for some of these, man.
Some wire nuts for you.
That's what I need right here, man. How you doing, Mike? We're 3 days away from D-Day on Mike's bus. I gave him 30 days to get that bus done and out of here. But it looks an awful lot like it did just 27 days ago. Getting the feeling he ain't gonna make good on his deal.
The clock has been ticking, brother man.
I can see you've done some work, though.
I have.
Let me give you credit, man.
Things appear to have been cleaned out, worked on.
Quite a bit. Oh, look at this. Check this out. What? You need that party atmosphere.
Dude, I'm liking it, man.
You have that, and then get the disco going.
Boom.
There we go.
Oh, there we go. You smack it just right, you get the disco going, and the smoke. try some smoke with that, man.
I can't. They don't work at the same time. I only got one chord out here.
Since that 30-day deadline ain't going to be met, I'm thinking you're going to move this thing today.
Well, you know, that really does sound like bad news.
No, it's good news, man. Where I need you to drive it today is I need you to drive it right into the body shop.
Are you screwing with me?
I am not. I told them it's coming. They're ready to go. Get your butt. Don't be hugging on me, man. I don't know where you've been, man. I don't know where you've been.
Hey, I'm going to hug you later.
Hey, we're going to get this thing done. Get her inside, brother. I'm tired of looking at it. Yeah, I know a deal is a deal, but Mike got a lot done on this bus in 27 days. I mean, to be honest with you, a whole lot more than I expected him to. I can't tow his baby now that it's actually almost done. Mike just needed a final push to get things going. So I'm giving him my entire shop and all of my guys for the next 3 days so we can see if we get Mike's crazy vision on this bus in the done column.
I'm pulling her in, baby! Getting her done. Big horny mama getting sexy now.
Robert, boy, do we have a gorgeous machine waiting for you.
Yeah.
Come on, man. The guy's out here. Are you ready?
No!
Come on, Mike.
Hey, Grandpa, go get a fire extinguisher.
Everybody in the shop has dropped what they're doing, and we're surrounding, subduing, and taming Horny Mike's big, crazy bus so we can get this thing done and get it released out into the wild. In the meantime, the bike we built for the Venetian is done. Now listen to the guy's desire for an Italian-themed bike that goes with the hotel settings. But Shannon and I, we went a slightly different direction on the build. And Ryan and I gave the paint job a whole cool vibe that's a lot more universal. And frankly, it is totally awesome. Robert from the hotel's marketing department, he's here to check out the bike, and I'm really hoping that he likes what we did. Robert, boy, do we have a gorgeous machine waiting for you.
I'm excited. Can't
would
wait
you
to
like
see it.
The curtain, the box, or door number one?
Yeah, door number one. Clearly.
Robert! Yeah! Just that sound alone. Check her out, brother, man. She's all you. Tell me what your thoughts are.
I don't know what to say. I've never seen anything so beautiful in my life.
That is what we like. This bike turned out gorgeous. She's total class, but she's all chopper, wrapped up in a beautiful lavender coat. We started with a rigid frame and just doused this thing in chrome all over the engine, transmission, beautiful wheels, gorgeous front end. I gotta tell you, I'd be proud to be seen riding this bike.
This is just going to pop in that casino.
Oh, yeah. Whoever wins this is going to come unglued.
Thank you. It is gorgeous.
I love it. I'm glad you're happy. I think you should try it on.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
This is heavenly.
And that's what I like to hear.
I'm a bike rider. The minute you look at this bike, you feel it. It just has everything going for it. Everything about it says perfection.
Good.
Now you feel it, the vibration.
Oh,
you're back, baby.
I'm there.
How'd that feel?
Amazing.
Tempted to take off and go down the road.
I am so tempted, but I can't.
Okay, I got
you. The person who wins it has to be the first to ride it.
If you're happy, I'm happy, because I love this thing.
I'm very happy.
Amen. That's what I love. That's what I love. Right there, brother. Thank you. Thank you, Robert. That's awesome. This bike is one of the coolest chops we've kicked out of the shop in a long time. The Venetian Hotel wanted a show-stopping chopper that would satisfy the most hardcore bike fanatic, and frankly, it's exactly what they got. This bike is going to go to one very, very lucky hotel guest. I'm glad you're happy.
I'm very happy.
Glad you built this with us. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Everyone in the shop's been chipping in to get Horny Mike's big, giant, horny bus finished, and hopefully one of these days out of my parking lot. This bus is a total reflection on Mike. It's a little bit crazy, a little bit loud, sometimes slightly obnoxious, but it's always a party waiting to happen. So Mike's taking the job very seriously. He says it's done, but for whatever reason I can't begin to figure out, he's now locked himself and his bus behind the CK gates and is refusing to come out.
Come on, man, the guys are here. Are you ready?
No! Stop talking trash out there.
We'll stop talking trash. Let's see some trash.
Come on, Mike. They don't care about your head, just the bus.
Exactly, man.
If this thing doesn't come out in 5 seconds, I'm going back to work.
Hey.
Look at this thing, man.
Watch the bull, she'll bite you.
Holy smokes.
Look at this thing, man. Yes, that is awesome, man. This is insane, dude.
It's like my monster. You got the eyeballs, the horns, the nose, the mouth.
That's awesome. Mike, it's beautiful.
Hey, what are you doing?
How can I put into words what this bus means to me? She's a big, angry pain in my ass, but I love her. The inside's all green fur everywhere, because why not? It's got a huge flat-screen TV, toilet, kitchen, every creature comfort a big, horny bus needs. Outside, the horns, they're obviously beautiful. And I added 3D skulls, big, crazy teeth, and I did all the airbrushing myself to make this baby big, beautiful rolling party monster. I dare you not to stare.
Dude, I'm just thrilled at the fact that everybody that rolls now in the parking lot is going to see this gorgeous, outrageous, insane
bus. I do agree with the gorgeous part. It's no longer the hoopty in the parking lot. Now it's the gem.
No, it was never the hoopty. It was the poopty in the parking lot.
Hey, I witnessed it personally, the poopty. It made me throw up. It was that bad, yes.
Show me more stuff. I'm digging.
All right, well, obviously, we've got the gold flake on the roof.
Love the gold flake. I love the three-dimensional skulls, man. They're beautiful.
Oh, you got to see the front seat. You have to. So check out this seat. This is just custom just for me. Everybody's always asking me, how do you sit down in your seat?
Right.
Now I'm fully rideable.
Look at you. I love it, man. I mean, I really just wanted to get this bus out of here, but the thing came out awesome. In an obnoxious, horny Mike kind of way, of course. I don't know if it's going to live here permanently, but it's certainly allowed to visit anytime it wants to. I'm impressed that Mike got it done. Of course, with a little, I'll make that a lot of help from myself and the rest of the boys in the shop. Man, it's absolutely gorgeous. And I know that, you know, maybe you're not in the position, you know, to take care of, you know, this on a financial level and things like that.
Oh, no, I'm not.
With that being said, you are officially, at this point, my dog. The bus, as far as I'm concerned, bro, it's yours. All the work is yours, interior work, the body work, the paint work, everything. But the collar, it's gonna cost you 40 grand to get that collar off. Kev, would you do me a favor? Take my dog for a walk.
You got it. Come on, let's go get a treat.
I can't thank Danny enough. I mean, honestly, when I first started this project, I had no idea how I was ever gonna finish this thing. I didn't even know what I didn't know. Now I know what I didn't know, and that's good to know.
Hey, what? No peeing in the house.
Well, this is just downright embarrassing.